Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday with me, Richard Jones. And today there's news that while we've had heavy rains and snow in the north, the story in the south is still rather different. Here's Farmers Weekly editor Jane King.
The village I live in, Sussex, has a major reservoir, and I'm not kidding you that the water has completely gone and it's now down to like a foot wide stream. You can walk along the bank of it. It's quite worrying. I think water is going to be a big issue next year.
So the problems further south with drought are still going on, it seems, and further north we just seem to have too much water. Maybe a big pipe is the answer. Now there's an export opportunity. But for now, we're going back to that story on the up-and-coming marriage of our two organisations that represent beef farmers in Scotland. That's the National Beef Association and the Scottish Beef Cattle Association. Here's local farmer from Nairnshire, Hamish McBain, who's chairman of the NBA.
As you probably know, we've been in negotiations with the SBCA for the last 2 or 3 years. And it makes sense, Richard. We can't go on like this. There's two lots of people appearing at meetings and a lot of travelling time. And we're both going after the same aim.
They've brought the suggestion forward. Obviously, there's a lot of negotiation to be done as to how it's going to work in practice, is there?
Yes, there will be. There's one thing that we have made plain, that it will be a more or less independent group, but it'll be part of the MBA. It'll be the Scottish region of the MBA if they want the benefits that we have with charity status and various other things.
Hopefully, the strength of the MBA, coupled with the Scottish accent on it, should be a winning formula, do you think?
Well, I would hope so. As far as policies for Scotland and that, since ever there was a split, the MBA allowed Scotland to go and do their own thing as far as policy was concerned because of the devolved government. Things are different up here. Scotland has been leading the way in a lot of animal health things, and the rest of England and Wales has got to catch up with us.
And have you spoken directly with the SBCA lately?
Yes, we have. Yes. I've been in touch with their chairman, and he's all for getting together as one. They ran up to the winter fair and the Agri-Scot. We shared stands with them, and very successfully. Tariff show, we did the same. We are working as close as we can. We've been engaged for quite a while, so I think a marriage would be just the next step along the line.
And finally, don't forget, there's the meetings at the SAC today in Inverness to sort out your sheep electronic ID problems. There's short, friendly 3-hour sessions at 9:30 and 1:30. To see if there's anything left, just call Jenny on 233 266. But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.